For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. You know, Monday will be wash day in most American homes, and lady, if you want to see a real difference in your clothes, a wash so sparkling clean you can really be proud of it, you want to be sure to have deep cleaning Oxidol on hand. Deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and washes out the gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, this fact has been demonstrated to women, and I'd like you to hear from a woman who saw this demonstration. She's Mrs. Guy C. Wallace of Flushing, New York.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with the leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Wallace. And ladies, I predict you'll get a surprise, too, when you use deep cleaning Oxidol. See for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. Then, for the biggest surprise of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright, feel soft and fluffy, smell sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, yesterday, Cousin Sylvester again asked our Faye to marry him. But when Faye began questioning him about some of the tricks he's pulled, questioning him along the lines suggested by Shuffle, why, Sylvester became the very picture of injured innocence. And Faye even apologized for doubting him. Faye knows how much those cousins mean to Ma. What's going to happen? Won't Ma begin asking some questions now that her beloved Faye is involved? Well, right now, we find Ma down at the lumberyard office in the middle of the morning. She's talking on the phone. But
thank you for the order, Mr. Guffey. But would tomorrow be soon enough? I'm a little short-handed today. That young man who worked here, my cousin Sylvester, he didn't come to work today. And so, Oh, well, that will be fine, Mr. Guffey. Yes, first thing in the morning. Well, thank you again, Mr. Guffey. Goodbye.
Oh, don't hang up on my account, Cousin Ma. Just me, Cousin Ed. I'll be back out of here in 1 minute.
Oh, that's all right, Cousin Ed. It's Mr. Guffey. He gave me this order here. If you can possibly see your way clear to load part of it this afternoon, and Sylvester could help you with the rest tomorrow morning, and that's when Mr. Guffey needs it.
I'll do my best, Cousin Ma. Only if Sylvester ain't here tomorrow neither, we'll be stuck, Cousin Ma.
You feel maybe Sylvester won't be here tomorrow morning neither?
Cousin Ma, I'm glad you asked that question, because I got a certain question, if it comes from an old daddy's heart. Cousin Ma, what could have happened last night between my nice boy and your nice girl? This morning, my boy feels so terrible, he can't even get the strength together to come to work.
I figured that was at the bottom of it, but it won't Sylvester being sick.
Oh, he's sick, Ma. He's real sick. Sick as a sick pup, but it ain't a sickness like coughing or pains in the stomach. It's more like, you might say, he's kind of heartsick, Cousin Ma. Oh, the beautiful way he left the house last night. All shined up for a date with dear, sweet little old Cousin Faye. And then it's so opposite the way he comes back. What could have happened, Cousin Ma? I'm left with this here idea, Cousin Ma. Cousin Faye's been listening too much to that shuffle sober, spreading his poison. Cousin Faye turned down my boy last night.
No, she didn't exactly turn him down. Oh, Cousin Ed, it's never any use beating about the bush. You and me got to speak frankly and clear the air. I can't tell you how bad it makes me feel that Sylvester couldn't come to work this morning. Like as if he didn't want to see me. It makes me feel so...
The boy feels low, Cousin Ma. He's such a heap of admiration and respect for our little old Cousin Faye, and she up and turns him down.
Well, there's more to it than just that. I don't even know where to begin. Just let me put it like this, maybe, Cousin Ed. No matter if my old friend Shuffle Sober is right or wrong about you, or about any other subject in figures, right or wrong, he'll always be my friend. And a friend of my children, too.
Then it is Shuffle who got sweet little, dear little Cousin Faye to turn down my boy.
Well, Faye didn't exactly turn him down, Cousin Ed. It's what I'm trying to explain to you. Shuffle may be in the wrong, but still he's Shuffle. And so, when Shuffle says all them bad things over and over and over, we can't help ourselves. He's Shuffle. We listen.
I'm sure glad to hear you agree that the things Shuffle's been saying about me and my family are bad. Me and my family was beginning to figure everybody's on Shuffle's side. Well, the little old Faye turning down my boy.
Oh, she didn't turn him down, Cousin Ed. We should stop saying that. Then there ain't sides. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of all this. Fix it up once and for all. So as we can show Shuffle if he's wrong. Or anyhow, find out what the facts are.
Well, it's a fact that me and my family done our best, Cousin Ma. Reached the golden hand of friendship to old Shuffle. But he struck it down.
Cousin Ed, what do you know about a man named Myers? Mitch Myers?
Oh, Myers? Now somehow that name does seem kind of familiar, Cousin Ma. Myers? With an E or without an E, Cousin Ma? A capital M, of course.
It's the man out west. The little giant mining corporation. The one in that stock deal.
Oh, that Myers. Yeah, certainly, Ma. Capital M. Yeah, certainly, I know him. I know him like the back of my hand. I didn't know it was that Myers you was referring to, Cousin
you
Ma.
You do know him. Oh, well, then do you know where he can be reached, Cousin Ed? His address?
Oh, his address? Are you planning to drop a little note to this here Mr. Myers, Cousin Ma?
Well, you'd help me out if you'd just tell me where we could get in touch with him if we had to.
But I don't know, Cousin Ma. Never met the fellow in my life. It's son Sylvester you'd have to ask about him, Cousin Ma. Stranger to me. I wouldn't know him from Adam.
I thought you just said that you did know him.
Well, I said I knew the name, Ma. I know he's a friend of son Sylvester's. Well, he could walk in this room right this minute, and I wouldn't know him from a two-base hit. But... May I inquire what Mitch Myers got to do with the price of beans, if you'll excuse the expression, Cousin Ma?
Well, it ain't a subject where it's easy to answer your question, Cousin Ed. Except that I feel that if we could show Shuffle that there really is a man named Mitch Myers, a big businessman like your boy Sylvester been telling us, big executive or mining engineer, whatever he is, if we could prove to Shuffle that everything that you and Sylvester told us is just exactly so, why then things might be easier all around. Oh, don't you agree, Cousin Ed?
But, Cousin Moore, you act like there was maybe even one little grain of truth in crazy old Shuffle's crazy insinuations. You mean that even at this late date, me and my family have got to prove to our own cousins that we ain't crooks? That hurts me, Ma. That hurts me. Here, my heart.
And I assure you it hurts me too, Cousin Ed. Is there anybody who ain't been hurt? Shuffle, way over there in Middleborough. Shuffle, my best friend in all this world. Ain't Shuffle been hurt? And Faye? And now your boy Sylvester? And you? And Benita? And me? And... oh, everybody. There's been too much hurting. And that's why it got to be settled.
But why should we go and bother a big man like good old Mitch Myers? Well, here, I'll get rid of this customer, Ma. And then we'll talk some more, and then we... shuffle.
Well, good morning, Cousin Ed.
Why, Sister, hello.
Morning, Ma. Huh? Ain't something missing? Appears to me like a desk's been took out of here, or maybe two desks. Why, no. I know what it is. Little old Cousin Sylvester ain't here. A feller's got room to turn around in.
You hear him, Cousin Ma? You hear him? He walks in, and right away he makes derogatory remark.
Yes, yes. All right, Shepard. Cousin Sylvester ain't here at the moment. No, sit down, no thing.
Well, if I sit down, I'll only bounce up again, Ma. That's how peppy you see old Shuffle Shover this fine morning. So Cousin Sylvester ain't here at the moment. Too bad. I don't want old Cousin Sylvester to miss out on the big news.
Big news, Shuffle.
What kind of big news? Now, we're busy, Shuffle. Me and Cousin Ma run a big business here. We ain't got time to listen to you and your foolish talk and your...
Watch your step, Cousin Ed. Because as soon as I tell you my news, you're going to be yowling for mercy. Ma, did you ever hear tell of a fella named Mitch Myers,
what?
A friend of the good old cousin, supposed to be some kind of a big shot?
Mitch Myers?
Due to my connections with the police authorities, I herewith come up with the following fact. The Little Giant Mining Corporation ain't got no Mitch Myers connected with it. That there mining corporation tells me the only Mitch Myers they ever heard of. He was the fellow who once upon a time done their printing for them. Only they ain't seen hide nor hair of him for 6 months. Nice day today, ain't it, Cousin Ed? Of course, over there where you're sitting, it's all rain and gloom, huh, Cousin Ed? But over here where I am, it sure is a lovely day, you crook.
On wash day, the thing you want above everything else is to get clothes sparkling clean. And that, more than any other reason, is why you like Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabric, washes out grimy dirt, and gets clothes, see clothes washed with Oxidol, are sparkling white and bright. Feel clothes are soft and fluffy. Smell clothes are sweet and fresh. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. Go for a wash that's deep clean. Sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And so Shuffle explodes his bombshell. And what's going to happen now? Will the cousins at last be revealed for what they are? Deceitful, crooked? Well, that's the dramatic situation on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.